Candemal.
Pat, it's that nervous time of the year when you take the Vitara in for an MOT. And sounds like you've got some bad news.
Well, I've stitched myself up, pal, because MOT doesn't run out till the end of the month. But I thought I'd get in early, plenty of time, so I don't forget. And, yeah, it's not looking good, pal.
And what's needed? Is it a new air freshener? Had a cut, maybe the seat needs tightening, a new pedal, something like that, something minor?
Well, after washing and hoovering it yesterday, that didn't seem to convince them. So there's imbalanced brakes and a lot of welding, apparently, to the tune of over £600.
What's the car worth?
Well, as we said last year.
To you, it's priceless.
To me, it's priceless. To you, probably £150.
To a scrap dealer?
Probably £50. But no, the parts must be worth something, mustn't they? But even they said, you're coming to a point where you might want to consider getting a new one.
It's got some features though, that you really like the horizontal opening boot.
I'm particularly fond of the boot, yes. I've just been to Sainsbury's to buy an early rider for next week, as I'll have no transport now. And it's just so handy. It's got the my cricket kit in, your cricket kit in, or Bobaway's cricket kit, somebody's bag, and a load of booze, some tequila, and some vodka, so we could have a good old party in the back there.
So I'm glad you've seen sense. What car are we going to buy?
Something with a decent, either in it. I'm not selling yet.
You're not getting rid?
No, I've given them the green light.
You've greenlit £600 worth of repairs after £2,500 worth last year.
Yes, pal. Plus, it could be £1,000.
£1,000?
This is the last time, though.
What did you spend on it last year?
I don't know. It was in different amounts, wasn't it? So
it was about £2,000, wasn't it?
Probably £1,500. Let's be conservative.
One thing that is in your favour, if we were to get the car valeted, there'd be upwards of 50 cricket balls in there. They'd have some residual value.
This is true, yes. There are quite a stack. And also in my cricket bag, there's probably another 50 in there. So
what's the plan? We get it through, we sell it straight away?
No, we get it through, we carry on, and then we look next year, I think.
What's your emotion at this stage? Obviously, you've become quite attached to the car, which any rational person would have got rid of when they had a £2,000 bill last year.
Well, not really, because I still have to buy a new car. I'm not minted, am I? So, you know, it's what I need to do. So, my emotion, I'm a bit numb. I was a bit shocked. I thought they might say, yeah, it needs a new windscreen wiper or something like that, but not a lot of welding.
We should pay tribute to your mate Andy Ginn, who's a fan of the podcast and has done you a lot of favours with this car over a long period of time.
They've been very kind to me and very helpful. And I did receive a hoax call from somebody this afternoon, which was quite a premonition, actually. And Andy has been, and his staff have been amazing. And
you pay for their Christmas parties, mate.
I probably have, but no, they look after me. And they look after quite a few people at Trent Bridge, but he's been particularly kind to me.
Let's get a plug for his place then. If you want your car to fill its MOT and have thousands of pounds worth of repairs, where should you take it?
I should take it to the motor shop on Musters Road.
What was the message left on your answer phone earlier that you described as a premonition?
Well, it was a guy with a Birmingham accent pretending to be from the shop, saying that my clutch had gone and it would cost probably £600 and I should start looking for a new car. So it was like Doris Stokes or Derek Acora, all rolled into one.
Do you wish you'd perhaps taken our advice a year ago and traded in and tried to avoid this situation?
Well, it's like all things, they all deteriorate, don't they? This cars always lose value. So I didn't receive, well, the only advice I received last year was from you telling me to get rid. This is the man who drives around with a Punto with a rear bumper attached by gaffer tape. So, you know, it's each to their own. I don't tell you to get, you should be going out and getting some smart car for the position you hold in life, shouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's ironic, isn't it? Everyone thinks I'm flash and I drive a Punto.
It is ironic, yeah, but all you do is drive from here to work and back again, maybe to football, and that's about it. So these high-flying young execs, and it's not all it's cracked up to be, is it really, pal?
If you had an MOT, you personally, what would happen?
I think I would have been scrapped several years ago, pal. I don't think I'd get through today's rigorous MOT, although I did do quite well in the gym tonight.
What did you do?
33 minutes on the bike, and then a few rigorous exercises with, by the way, mainly weights.
Well, we'll leave it there, because I've got word from Dove that they've heard you're going to fail your personal MOT and they want to turn you into 1,000,000 bars of soap.
And some.